You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Now it's Christian churches that are being tarred and feathered as anti-Semitic by the Harper government, and long-standing government funding for international aid projects by Christian organizations like Kairos are being slashed. The only ones cheering are pro-Israel advocacy organizations in Canada. To unravel this story, we have contacted the Reverend Robert Astley. He is an Anglican priest and president of the Friends of Sabeel in Canada. Sabeel is an ecumenical grassroots liberation theology movement among Palestinian Christians. Good afternoon, Robert, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Good afternoon, Mordecai, or good morning, I suppose, in Vancouver.
Tell us whose funding the Harper government is cutting.
Well, they've cut so far in three areas, or two cuts and interference with another organization. They've cut the funding for UNRWA, which is the United Nations organization that deals with all the Palestinian refugees, to the exclusion, I might add, of all others. So when UNRWA funding gets cut, there's no one else to fill the void. And they're cutting Kairos in Canada, whose grants, frankly, to the Palestine-Israel area are not that much relative to the rest of the world. So the people getting hit in the Kairos funding cut are people around the world. They're rape victims in Congo whose organizations to help them deal with the crisis there are getting their funding slashed. Kairos had much to say about Haiti before the earthquake, and ironically, the Harper government seems to be agreeing with what Kairos had to say, but nonetheless, there are places all over the developing world that are getting hurt by this funding cut to Kairos.
Could you tell us briefly what kind of an organization Kairos is?
Kairos was formed out of a series of church coalitions that began in the 1970s, and about 10 years ago, the churches decided to work together and have all of these coalitions, which were some were regional coalitions, some were issue-focused coalitions, such as environment or Aboriginal rights in Canada, working all together. And so they created this mega coalition called Kairos to do a lot of the justice and human rights work for the Canadian churches in the places that the Canadian churches have had links and partnerships in many cases for a century or more.
And that cutting, that funding from CEDA, the federal government department of CEDA, has been total. They've lost everything.
Yeah, they've just been defunded, and rather deceptively, I might add. The funding relationship between CEDA and Kairos, or the predecessor organizations of Kairos as well, goes back 35 years. And every 3 or 4 years, Kairos has to put together a new proposal. It went through this time the usual set of amendments and back and forth concerns, and all the way up the line to the very top of CEDA, it was finally approved. And then it sat on the minister's desk for months. It seems that when the Israel lobby got to the cabinet, over just like the rights and democracy fiasco, over a few funding relationships that they have in the Middle East, the entire program was cut. CEDA stopped the funding. In fact, the funding stops. The new program was supposed to start next month, so it stops immediately.
I'd like to get to the influence of that lobby, but first, what reasons has the government or ministers of the government provided for this cut to Kairos?
Well, it's all been rather public. They haven't been saying anything to Kairos that they haven't said publicly, and that is therefore it's difficult to determine what the reasons are, because the minister responsible for CEDA, Bev Oda, simply said that the Kairos programs don't fit the criteria of CETA anymore, which is beyond bizarre in and of itself, because they worked with CETA for a year and a half to make sure that the criteria were aligned, and as far as CETA was concerned, they were aligned. And then Jason Kenney comes out in a speech that he made in Israel, saying that boycott, divestment, sanctions against Israel is anti-Semitic, and he incorrectly labeled Kairos as both a leader in the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement and as anti-Semitic, and gave that as the reason for the defunding of Kairos.
So the issue of connection to any support for Palestinians is the central axis on which all these policies of the government seem to swing.
It certainly seems that way to me. I think there's further evidence in that even in this morning's papers, where the Rights and Democracy Organization, around the same time, since November, has been entirely disrupted, and there's speculation now that it's a government agency that the Harper government may just torpedo. It was created, interestingly enough, by Brian Mulroney, because again, a similar situation where they do work all around the globe, three very small grants to two Palestinian organizations and one Israeli organization, were the cause of the government disrupting rights and democracy. And the chair of Rights and Democracy said that it's because B'Tselem, the Israeli organization, is critical of Israeli human rights, which seems to be the job of an Israeli human rights organization. And so it seems to be, to me, that the motivation with UNRWA, with Rights and Democracy, and with Kairos is, despite the fact of all the wonderful work that they're doing, at least Rights and Democracy and Kairos around the world, that anything that could possibly be a criticism of Israel is a motivation for defunding and disruption.
So these cuts have been lauded by spokespeople for the Canadian Jewish Congress, the B'nai B'rith, who are advocates of Israeli policy in Canada. Is there any connection to these cuts with any Israeli grouping?
Well, regrettably, the media hasn't reported on the links. It goes further than that. In fact, the organizations have a lot of overlap, and it's not just that that the Israel lobby in Canada has applauded them. The Israel lobby, the Canada-Israel Committee, which sends dozens of free interns to supposedly work for cabinet ministers and members of parliament every summer, it's a registered lobbying organization, had the very slanders that Jason Kenney was parroting posted on their website before Kenney came up with them. So they were in fact involved in slandering Kairos. That's the Canada Israel Committee, and they were quoting an organization called NGO Monitor in Jerusalem. Well, NGO Monitor's founding organization has on its executive committee, or had on its executive committee, perhaps he's still there, no less than the Member of Parliament, Erwin Kotler, who with Jason Kenney has set up the pseudo-parliamentary coalition to combat anti-Semitism. And then you get the anti-Semitism accusation. So there are very tight links that are rather obscure right now in terms of the public eye.
What has been the public response to the cuts to Kairos, the slashing and attack on the Rights and Democracy Canadian organization? How would you characterize a response in the media and outside?
Well, I don't think, Mordecai, that these are issues that the media would follow and don't seem to be of much interest in, to them, unless there's a lot of public interest. And the rights and democracy fiasco started just after Kairos. It's still front and center in the press. The large article in the Globe and Mail this morning about it. Kairos is still in the press. And I know that I was on a conference call with Kairos earlier this week, and I know that Kairos has received a tremendous outpouring of public support. And I want to add public support not just within Canada. They've had letters of support, including, for instance, from South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and from around the globe. And this is very helpful for Kairos. And same with the UNRWA cuts, where dozens of NGOs around the world signed a petition of concern that Canada would slash the UNRWA cuts, including Nobel laureate Myriad Maguire and others. And ironically, just this week, the United States announced a $40 million grant to UNRWA. It's concerning, on the other hand, because Canada's reputation around the globe is going down the tubes.
I noticed the CBC television program News World did a feature focusing the question, is the Harper government the most pro-Israel that we have ever had? And I must say the fact that they were even debating and posing the question in that frame seemed to me a new advance in their coverage of these events.
Well, it is a new advance in terms of the CBC coverage and the media coverage, because now they're starting to link the fact that these three organizations are all being affected by a particular ideology within the Harper cabinet, and the next step is to link them to the source that is prodding and pushing for this ravaging of our organizations that deal globally because of their outlook on Israel. And I would hasten to add, Mordecai, that I think the moniker pro-Israel is not really helpful, because this is, although that's the word that the CBC used, because I don't think stifling debate and covering up Israel's human rights abuses at all is good for the state of Israel.
Well, thank you very much for your observations and helping us work our way through these recent and continuing events. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with the Reverend Robert Asili, an Anglican priest. He also is president of the Friends of Sabeel in Canada. Sabeel is an ecumenical grassroots liberation theology movement among Palestinian Christians.